Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I thought there were two pretty good teaching moments, for younger players if they were here watching last night or watching on Flow or whatever. But we'll start with the game tying goal. Eric Polkamp's down low, moves it up to the top of the left circle, right across to Kyle on the right side. Eric Martin is there. The puck comes right to him. If he's not ready for a puck, if he doesn't have his stick on the ice, that's not a goal, is it?
No, and if he stops the puck, it's not a goal. We talked about that in video this morning. And, if you take a look at our goals last night, everyone was a one-timer. And if you take a look at 80% of the goals, when I say a one-timer, whether it's a tip, a redirect, or a one-timer, that's all. You got to get – if you stop a puck, if you dust it off, you stop a puck, you are not scoring. And, we work hard on scoring habits in practice. We do a lot of video on it, and we address it. And we practice it, and you have to have good scoring habits, and that's stick a quick stick, being in a good spot, presenting yourself. And if you take a look at that game tying goal last night, Leighton Road rolls, and as he's rolling, he's bringing one of the Ferris State players with him, who's now extended. He kicks the puck to Polkamp, and to Polkamp. Polkamp immediately one touches it back to Lufti. Lufti then one times it on net, and then Marty's in the slot right there, and then he's in the slot uncontested, and he one times it. So there was three plays. If one of those guys, if Poli or if Lufti even stop it themselves, there's never even a the puck doesn't get to Marty, and if Marty stops it, he doesn't score. So there's a lot that goes into it, is what I'm getting at.
I'll get to the game winner then, but just talking, stick on ice. Defensively, you harp on that a lot. You work on that a lot. I've seen you guys, in drills killing penalties where you'll have a guy flip his stick around where it's just, the hand of the stick down on the ice. Do guys have their stick on the ice enough?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll be blown away when you look at when you break down a game and how the attention to detail, how good the detail is of these guys. And when they're not, then you get exposed. And that's the thing with video this day and age, in the new wave hockey, that the habits and details of players has never been better because of that.
On to the game winner. Eric Polkamp is, nobody in this building was expecting him to be the guy where he was. He took open ice. Do guys take open ice enough?
Yeah, I didn't really know what happened. I even thought last night that I didn't realize that, Will Magnuson came off the ice on a line change, and that was only 37 seconds. So Will took a short shift for Eric to go on the ice. I told you guys last night. I don't know why. Why did Wentz start Poli and Lufti? Well, he didn't. And what happened? He came onto the ice. And what happened? We called a D dive. And Austin Yupi is rolling up the wall, and then we de-dove, which means you're driving to the slot right there, and that obviously, again, that can open you up, or it opens up Lufti. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to bring that the point coverage guy with you. Well, what happened is the point coverage guy went with Poli a little bit, but it allowed Yupes to kick the puck to Lufti, and that's when Lufti one-timed it, and then Poli just continued on because he saw open ice right there. So it is a play that we work on. It's a play we talk about. But again, when I talked to you guys last night, I had no clue until I watched video.
How hard is it for guys to by the time they get to the Division I level, I would hope that this is second nature, but how long does it take a hockey player to get comfortable moving without the puck?
A lot. They have to learn when they get to this level. It's not like they do have it down when they come to this level. That's why you come to this level. Then there's another layer of learning. Then when you go to pro hockey, there's another layer of learning. So there's a lot that goes into this stuff, and that's why, as a freshman, you got to be really talented to be a good freshman, because there's just a lot that goes on.
If Eric Polkamp hesitates at all, does that play work?
No, not at all. And, it's just – It's all fluid too. When they come up the wall, it's like a scissors. He's coming up, you go down, and then let's see what happens from there. And it's just motion. It's just movement. It's no different than basketball when you get five guys moving.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, you've coached enough playoff series. Game two is a lot different in mentality than game one. Game one, you know, everybody's 0-0. If you're on the winning side Friday night, if you're on the losing side Friday night, how much more of a psychologist does a coach need to be for game two?
Well, it's two different scenarios, and you got there's no question. And, you know, you're worried both ways. You got a lot more desperation when you lose, but you're also concerned, you know, when you win that you don't want to lose that edge.
As the night progressed last night, I think everyone here would agree that, you know, you played better. They took it to you early, but as you know, the second period rolled on, I looked up at the shot clock, and I'm like, holy smokes, they're out shooting them here 2-1 all of a sudden. But you make a couple of mistakes, and boom, they score a couple of goals. Is video the best thing for that? And just saying, hey, try to be perfect. We know you won't be, but try to be.
Well, we talked about it. We didn't even show the goals today. We did not show the goals today. It's, you know, it's game 35, but we did talk about certain aspects about, you know, making sure again that there's a commitment to blocking shots. You got to manage the puck. You can't be assuming. You can't take a chance. Again, your risk management still needs to be smart and intelligent.
Back to the game tying goal. I want to talk, a little bit about the extra attacker and when you decided to pull Matias. Straight feel there as to how long into that power play.
Yeah,
we were
contemplating. We were thinking about 1 minute in to pull him and go 6-on-4, and this never really transpired. I can't remember what it was. Maybe 30 seconds left, maybe 40 seconds left. I can't remember, but so we went 30 or 40 with a 6-on-4, and then they came out and, you know, we made that play.
When their guy comes back on from the penalty box, what changes, in structure with where you are trying to be? When it goes back to a 6-on-5 situation?
Not much difference. I mean, we kind of run a little variation of our power play, you know, on their 6-on-5 as well.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.